This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Now, I'll be using a lot of Frog Lube tomorrow because tomorrow's range day. I'm going to try to do a couple of things that I've been meaning to do. Not necessarily to test a weapon, but to test tactics with the weapon. So there'll be a lot of shooting. There's going to be a lot of need to clean. And that's where Frog Lube comes in. It will clean with the solvent. It will lubricate with the lubricant, with the extreme. And then when I put it back together and I've wiped it down, it will be treated to protect the metal of that weapon. Check them out at froglube.com. Tomorrow's going to be range day. I'm going to take a friend of mine and help, or I'm not going to help because I don't know anything about this, but JT is going to zero one of his optics for him. And I am going to be practicing some drills with the Nighthawk pistol. And I'm also going to be testing something on the AR-15, the Medieval 360-degree vertical foregrip, which if you haven't seen my video, it's on YouTube now. This is a foregrip that will move around all over the place, swivels all over the place. And once you lock it up, it's locked. We'll be testing all of that stuff tomorrow. Now, and that's because I try to keep what skill I do have as sharp as I can, as sharp as I can. Now, in Berkeley this past weekend, they were basically routed. The violent Antifa, the self-proclaimed anti-fascists, basically they had their heads handed to them. Now they have decided that they have to prepare for war. So we get this. Last week, Trump supporters and leftist social justice warriors met on the political field of battle in Berkeley. Words were exchanged, as were punches, and when an alt-right leader was punched in the face, by all accounts, even the social justice warriors admit that they got a major beatdown. This prompted a Reddit discussion among the left's tolerant resistance movement, with many asking how they can more effectively go to war against anyone who disagrees with their social, political, and economic view. The anti-Trump protesters at the rally were ill-prepared for what they came to Berkeley to confront, and now they are trying to figure out ways to ensure it doesn't happen again. So in short, as was predicted, they are turning to militancy and mob action by mobilizing individuals and groups to attend combat training seminars, acquiring better equipment like baseball bats and helmets, and of course, if things really go bad, guns. And if you look at the Reddit comment thread, it's very interesting. Trev underscore N7 says, "Yes, we seem to have lost today. The alt-right held their ground. If we want to take action against them, we need to get better organized and better trained. And it doesn't help that it's only the far left opposing them. Any Trump supporter can be radicalized far easier than any liberal. I hope we learn from today." Drep Reaper, anarchist, responds, "Better trained. This, a shocking number of our comrades went in there with absolutely no combat training. We need to set up seminars or something of that sort." Trev N7 comes back, "We also need better equipment. I know the bandana and hoodie look is our trademark, but I saw the right wearing motorcycle helmets and baseball helmets. A dude wearing a helmet is going to keep going if he gets punched. Our guys are going down. Also, what is your opinion of a leader, someone to rally our troops and direct the flow and keep everything organized?" Then we get Crammy Mark. He says, "Something people on the ground are going to have to decide amongst themselves if they want. Affinity groups should absolutely have a trusted person calling the shots within the affinity group. Beyond that, it's a question of organization versus security." Then from the Great Cornland, I feel that we're going to need a leader, whether we like it or not. Having a leader could immensely improve tactical organization and can prevent the amount of disorganization that happened today. Having someone to help with the commandeering of resources could help us greatly. Then we get this. It gets a little more dark. I honestly think we need a campaign to get more Antifa armed. It seems that to be the biggest problem with our resistance. They're mostly armed. Why aren't we? Then we get this from Old Wob, anti-fascist and green syndicalist. Well, if you look at the pic of the stuff the Berkeley PD confiscated, there were 4 large American flags and roughly 30 that were black and or red. Not getting disarmed seems to be part of the problem. So then we hear, we need to take notes from the John Brown Gun Club and get firearms and training. I know getting firearms in states and cities we have a presence in is usually a hassle, but even handguns could help, which tells me exactly where they're operating. Then Old Wob, I own multiple firearms and am quite good with them. However, note that open carry in California has been illegal since Ronald Reagan signed it into law, and concealed carry is very restricted. If we are to legally have firearms at events, it won't be here. Then somebody says, isn't using violence to silence opposing voices a form of fascism? And somebody goes, oh, God, not this stuff again. Now, somebody out there who tracks both the far left and the far right compares the violent protests and counter-protests that we've been seeing since the middle of 2016, and he compares it to 2 junior varsity teams slugging it out. They're poorly trained, poorly equipped, poorly organized, and generally clueless when when we look at the fisticuffs from the activists who have a great deal of anger and enthusiasm, but not a whole lot in the way of skill. Now, it was predicted more than 4 months ago that the junior varsity wasn't going to remain on the proverbial field much longer, and that it was only a matter of time before both the alt-right and the alt-left began arming themselves with real weapons, start seeking out combatives training, and start organizing in a more effective and militaristic manner for armed combat against their opposition. Once the varsity comes out to play with edged weapons and firearms and military tactics, these clashes are going to have the potential to turn very violent very quickly. It is not unreasonable, then, to imagine something where one side or the other starts losing one of these skirmishes, and then they open fire. If both sides are armed and they both begin firing, then we could be looking at a scenario where we're no longer seeing bloody noses and watering eyes, but some fatalities and some serious injuries. We'll see what we get out of that. I got a tag. What is this? Clark.com shopping, retail, American made in the USA. I don't know what that is. Sounds like the Medieval Industries vertical forklift, 360-degree vertical forklift. I don't go to protests, whether I am part of the protest or against the protest. I don't go to the protest because not going to the protest means that's a fight I don't have to fight. People that do not understand violence will move to violence really quick. If they move to violence, then I am forced to defend myself. If I am forced to defend myself, in some cases that means I have to shoot somebody. And then that has opened Pandora's box for me personally. So I avoid that. The other thing about it is going to these places to protest. But going there strapped to fight means you're more prepared to fight than to protest. Protesting is a form of disagreeing. It is not a form of combat. Going to a protest to wage combat. Well, that's sort of an aberration. So, I don't go to protests. Now, if combat comes to me, on the other hand, that's quite a different story altogether. But if I'm on the edge of a protest, if I'm trying to get around a protest, and then it comes to me then as well as, well, then, of course, I'm going to do what I have to do. And it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad for whoever does it to me. Because I'll be working on that tomorrow. When we get back, there's this school sex scandal that the media have, they refuse to even look at it. We're going to look at it. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Saddle again. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube is something I've been using for 5 years. I've used it on countless weapons. I have used it countless times. I have never, ever had the weapon fail due to not being lubricated enough due to the lubricant breaking down. None of that stuff. I've received countless people tell me, well, I put the frog lube on the gun and it just came pouring out after. How much did you pour in there, brother? You don't pour it in, you wipe it on. I mean, you might spray it on, but you wipe it on there. You massage it. It's a weapon. But, you know, hey. Check them out at froglube.com. On April 15th, which was just this past, last week, Jackson County, Missouri prosecutors charged James R. Green, Jr., 52, with 6 counts of second-degree statutory sodomy. Green was a teacher and a coach at a middle school in the suburban North Kansas City School District. Green's victim was a 16-year-old boy. It appears that he was abusing other boys over a period of at least 12 years in at least 2 different school districts, and Green's crime is not half of it. Now, I found this for a couple of reasons. One, I do not go with topic trackers. I don't like them. 2, I am always looking for something that seems to be part of a disinformation campaign. And then when I find it, if it is disinformation, then I'm looking for the information. So, now, this story was covered by local media, but barely. But without digging too hard, you could find that Green was the 6th employee, all male, busted on sex charges with underage students in the last 13 months in this one suburban school district. At least 5 of those employees were arrested. The reporting on the 6th was too sketchy to determine. 4 of the interactions were heterosexual, 2 were homosexual. In the same week, Green was arrested. A campus supervisor at a high school in the North Kansas City District was charged with sending messages of a sexual nature to 2 female students, 114, 115. He was one of 3 cases at that same suburban school. In January 2014, the principal was arrested for having sex with students 20 years prior. And in August 2016, the band director was dismissed for sending sexual texts to students. On November 2016, a teacher pled guilty to second-degree statutory sodomy with a female middle school student and was sentenced in December to 7 years in prison. And in March 2016, a high school gym teacher was charged with sending pornography and sexting messages to 2 teenage students. Now, those stories are bad. That's really bad. But what is equally bad is that the local newspaper there, the Kansas City Star, hasn't really reported on too much of it. Typically, they have run brief one-offs of each crime and then moved on to something meatier, like the latest Imagine outrage by Governor Sam Brownback, who is, about as conservative as they come. The reason for the silence, though, is not that hard to understand. Because the media and the teachers' unions share an allegiance with the Democrats. Star goes out of its way to protect the unions, and the unions have gone out of their way to protect the teachers, including the sexual predators. Now, historically, in Missouri and elsewhere, public schools were uniquely allowed to handle their own sex cases internally. But after an accusation was investigated, an attorney representing the school district would typically meet with the attorney for the accused, often paid for by the teachers' union, and the 2 lawyers would work out an agreement. So it would become a monetary thing. In many cases, the agreement would allow the accused to resign with some severance pay and a letter that did not specify the reason for departure. They got to keep their credentials. They could maybe move on and get a teaching job somewhere else where they could be a predator somewhere else. So common were these deals nationwide that the process became known as passing the trash and the participants as mobile molesters. Now, in 2011, with no help from the Star, Missouri State Senator Jane Cunningham managed to pass a bill making it more difficult to pass the trash, but as the North Kansas City cases suggest, not impossible. The media indifference leaves the school children vulnerable. At the same time Cunningham is struggling to get her bill passed, the Star is dedicating their energies to Sean Radigan, a Catholic priest with a perverse habit of taking lurid photos of little girls unaware that they were being photographed. For the Star, the Radigan scandal was tailor-made, because unlike most accused priests, his pathology was heterosexual. Better still, his ultimate supervisor, Bishop Robert Finn, was described in media reports as a theological conservative with a record of challenging the Star's agenda on life issues. So they decided to assign their ace reporter, Judy Thomas, to the Radigan story, and locally she had a reputation for seeking dirt on pro-life institutions, Catholic and evangelical. At their first whiff of the scandal, they began to run the above-the-fold headlines and soon called for the bishop's resignation. After the photos were discovered, Radigan attempted suicide. Bishop Finn consulted with his attorneys, and they assured him that Radigan had done what he had done may have been perverse, but it was not criminal. While he recovered, Finn assigned him to a home for aged nuns and imposed numerous restrictions. And that didn't work because Radigan was caught taking photos at a family reunion. Star ran 90 articles, 9-0, on the Radigan case, creating enough hysteria to get Radigan a 50-year prison sentence and get Finn, a saintly man, prosecuted for failure to report Radigan to the police immediately. They went so far as to call Bishop Finn repulsive. But they have yet to mention the name of the man who runs the North Kansas City School District. It's not just the national media. You got to watch your local media, too. These are the same people that would tell you that I can't have a gun to protect these children, that they leave wide open to these sexual predators. Something's got to change here, folks. It really does. I mean, letting these guys move around and everything, one day one of them's going to get found by a parent. And then what? Then what? Are we going to sit out there? I mean, that guy might be able to claim temporary insanity or something. So, you know, it's always that to consider. When we come back, we're going to talk about this latest Paris terrorist attack. And is this going to affect their elections? Is it going to be like it was here? This is Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The countdown has begun to the NRA annual meeting. Come check us out if you get a chance. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube is my lubricant of choice. It has served me well. I know plenty of people that use it. I found there's plenty of people without a doubt that don't like it, but they can never tell me why. I've never understood that part of it. They never can tell me that it's because it doesn't work on their weapon. So, it works on my weapon. That's why I like it. Check them out, frogloop.com. In the last 3 years, we have seen 6 terrorist attacks now in Paris. Which I want you to understand, we're not talking about in one country or one region. We're talking about in one city. 6 in the last 3 years. That's more than New York, right? New York hasn't had that many terrorist attacks. London, and they haven't had that many terrorist attacks in that amount of time. So we're about to see this coming Sunday the first round of voting for president in France. And this may have an impact on that. Political campaigning was suspended following news of the attack. A policeman was shot in the head and killed by a Muslim attacker who was known to authorities as an Islamic radical. No news on whether or not they're going to call that a hate crime. 2 other cops were wounded, as was a tourist. The attack took place along the historic Champs-Élysées, I hope I pronounced that right, an attack last January occurred near the Louvre. And it was the 6th such attack in the last 3 years. ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack, but at this point it is unclear if the attacker, 39-year-old Frenchman Karim Cherfi, acted alone or not. Now, it just so happened that the major candidates for the presidency were engaged on a TV debate at the time of the attack.
giving the French voter the unique opportunity to weigh the immediate responses to the attack by the candidates. Campaigning was stopped due to the incident, but that appearance offered a unique opportunity for this. So Marine Le Pen repeated calls for a crackdown on radical Islam, which Macron pronounced nonsense. Fillon called for greater cooperation with Russia and Iran, and Mélenchon warned that France must not give in to violence. Of those, I would have to say Le Pen wins that one on my little impromptu poll. Although the attack left only, and this is their phrasing, not mine, that left only one police officer and the killer dead, terror has been on the minds of the French for years. January 2015, attack on the offices of Charlie Hebdo, the satirical magazine targeted after mocking Islam, left a dozen dead. That was followed later in the year by the coordinated attacks that killed 130 in Paris. Several other attacks have unfolded in France since then, including the shocking murder of a priest in his church in Normandy and a truck attack in Nice that killed 84. Fillon's position is closest to Le Pen's, offering voters the possibility of a tough-on-terror choice without the far-right association Le Pen carries, in part due to the fact her extremist father founded the party. Fillon said, "We are in a war that will last. The enemy is powerful, its networks are deep, its accomplices live among us. Some don't seem to have understood the depth of the evil that's attacking us and that I intend to combat with an iron fist." I would have to say that the one that's going to benefit the most from this is going to be Marine Le Pen, and she should benefit from the attack. The latest polls show her and centrist Emmanuel Macron in a virtual tie for the top position at 24% and 23% respectively. Both have put a little distance between themselves and the other two major players, conservative Francois Fillon and communist Jean-Luc Mélenchon, both of whom stand at 19%. Since no one is expected to get 50% of the vote, the top two finishers will square off on May the 7th. Polls also show Macron was winning easily in a match with Le Pen. But Macron doesn't have anything in the bag yet. Nothing. Nearly one-third of the French electorate is undecided just days before the election. That's a problem. That becomes a wild card. That's a historic number, and it shows just how volatile the electorate is. Secondly, while Le Pen's support is solid among her base, Macron seems to be getting a lot of votes from anyone but the Le Pen faction of the electorate. We saw that here, you know, with Trump, but Trump ended up winning anyway. His base of support is wobbly, and in a second round of voting, anything could happen. Then there's the terrorist attack that occurred yesterday, and that's where it might play a role in the election, because French security is on high alert. And they expect something to happen during the vote on Sunday. They have already uncovered at least one plot to disrupt the vote, and there are likely more. An attack on the heels of the murder of a policeman by an Islamic radical would make Le Pen's anti-terrorist rhetoric resonate a little more, maybe even a lot more. It might even convince enough voters to look beyond the anti-Semitic history of the National Front and Le Pen's father to embrace the daughter. Because nobody likes to exist in an environment where they might get killed just for not being something. In this case, not being a Muslim. And even being a Muslim when you're facing off against some of these people, that gets you nowhere. Nowhere at all. So I'm waiting to see where this goes. This could be very telling, because if Marine Le Pen gets elected as president of France, I would expect to see Frexit, to be honest with you. I would expect her to decide that France has to get out of the European Union. If France goes, then possibly Italy might go, or Greece. And then if they go, or if one of them go,
then Germany is going to take a real hard look at this. And Germany and the United Kingdom and France being out of the European Union effectively kills the European Union. They know that in Brussels. They know that in Brussels. So we'll see, won't we? We most definitely will. I don't know how it's going to play out because Europeans have a different mindset from ours. They in the 80s, they were completely laid back. I understand it. I mean, we were there defending them. They didn't have to do too much to defend themselves. We spent a lot of money and a lot of time in the field training to defend the European landmass against a Soviet attack. And in the end, it turned out we spent a lot of money for nothing because the Soviets were really not that much of a threat, as it turned out. Now, I don't know what their attitude would be. I would hope there would be a streak of self-preservation running through them, though. Because there certainly needs to be. There certainly needs to be. They don't do something soon. There's going to be a lot of changes there that nobody's going to like. I'm going to try to close with a couple of things. First of all, Howard Dean got out there. Former governor of the state of Vermont, he got out there and he has decided that Ann Coulter, every time she talks, that's hate speech and that's not protected by the First Amendment. The only problem, governor, is that it doesn't matter what you think. Okay, you can get out there and make all these declarations you want, but we're going to examine that one. And then we're going to examine, you know, just terrorism du jour, because it seems to be happening everywhere. And the problem is that most of us out here today are individual citizens. We're going to have to figure out ways to deal with this if it comes to us, won't we? This is Lock and Load.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube is simply the stuff that I use to both treat, clean, and lubricate my weapons. It will do a splendid job for you as well. Check them out at froglube.com. Does anybody remember Howard Dean? He was once the head of the DNC and the governor of the state of Vermont. Considered somewhat of a viable contender for the Democrats' nomination for president in 2004 until he uttered the scream that will live on forever. His sanity does not seem to have returned, as Ariella Phillips of the Washington Examiner reports. Former Vermont governor and Democratic National Committee chairman Howard Dean called out conservative pundit Ann Coulter on Twitter. He said, "Hate speech is not protected by the First Amendment." J.J. Sefton of Ace of Spades HQ has posted the perfect response to this idiocy. Let me say for this, for his benefit and any other leftist reading this, there's no such thing as hate speech. There's only speech. And in this country, it's still a God-given right. So long as it does not openly incite violence, it's guaranteed. In any case, it is you and your party and political movement that incite the violence, fought for slavery and segregation, locked citizens up in concentration camps, destroyed lives via a crushing socialist welfare state, that seeks the eradication of our Constitution, the dissolution of our society, and the consolidation of power via unchecked mass migration and chaos. Barack Obama encouraged your minions not to sit down and have a civilized discourse over a cup of coffee, but to get in our faces. You, sir, and your rotten ilk are the fascists and the totalitarians. Much as it might personally satisfy me to see you muzzled, you have a right to spew your idiotic drivel as much as I or Ann Coulter have the right to call you out on it. You, sir, are a tiresome fool, but you are dangerous nonetheless. If you are given time to obliquely, if not openly, call for the abolition of the First Amendment and a citizen's right to speak, I cannot allow that to go unanswered because if you have your way, I won't ever be able to. Dean's explicit denial of First Amendment protections to people that he disagrees with
is preferable to the weasel dodges being employed by the University of California's officials. But they are slowly unmasking themselves as fascists. Hard to get away from that one. I'm going to give you a quote from Tecumseh. My fathers were warriors. Their son is a warrior. From them, I take my only existence. And we're back to Fresno, where another spree killer yelling, Allahu Akbar, goes on yet another murdering rampage in gun-hating liberal California with a K. He was finally tackled to the ground, taken into custody, but only after murdering three unarmed, unprepared innocents in Fresno. Caliber and weapon type and how he got a hold of the weapon was not reported at the time because the media doesn't want you to know those important details. And not surprisingly, this event has already dropped off for the most part off of the media radar, being barely mentioned in the evening news because the leftist media doesn't want this to be true because it doesn't fit their agenda. So they underreport it and then they quickly drop the story. But here's the truth of the matter. The truth is that these kinds of random murders of innocent Americans by Islamic terrorists are going to continue. They're going to continue. Because they're almost becoming commonplace. The local police chief declared no connection to terrorism. Does that make the victims any less dead? But as an individual citizen, you need to know the score. Now, number one, politicians and bureaucrats will continue to take extraordinary measures to protect themselves at your expense. Number two, politicians and bureaucrats will continue to conveniently exempt themselves from the very gun laws with which they curse the rest of us. Number three, politicians and bureaucrats in leftist strongholds like California, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Connecticut will continue to adamantly, hypocritically insist that the peons don't need guns and mustn't ever carry them. Number four, those same leftist strongholds, privately owned guns are reduced in capacity and capability. Highly capable guns are prohibited from private ownership. Only the politicians and the bureaucrats are allowed to enjoy protection afforded by an actual real firearm. Number five, violent criminals will continue to arm themselves. They will continue to ignore gun laws, and little is going to be done to stop them because it plays well. Number six, the naive and clueless will continue to be unarmed and unprepared, and they will die in amazement, just like sheep. Number seven, operators will go armed and they will train continuously. Here's a quote from C. Day Lewis, who, in folly or mere greed, enslave religion, markets, laws, borrow our language now and bid us to speak up in freedom's cause. It is the logic of our times, no subject for immortal verse, that we who live by honest dreams defend the bad against the worst. Things are better than they would be under Clinton, without a doubt. Trump is doing as much as he can. But it's a daunting task. In the meantime, on the street, we get to deal with day-to-day. Day-to-day means that you have to change now. You have to become an operator. You have to go armed everywhere. You have to train constantly. You have to be the operator. It's not a contest about who has a nicer gun. It's not a contest about who looks cooler, who has is in better shape or anything else like that. It is simply a contest about can you be as good as you are capable of? I have never met anyone when it comes to operating a weapon that can't get better. I've met many people that have gotten out there and they seem like they're really, really, really good to go. And they seem like everything's going good, but then they pick something else up. So every time you go train, every time I go train, every time anybody goes to train, we are slowly improving our skill set. Tomorrow I will be going to train, and it is my intention to improve my skill set. And I will. I'm going to train with the Nighthawk. I'm going to train with an AR with a new forward grip on it, a new vertical grip, which isn't really a vertical grip. It's actually whatever I want it to be. I'm going to train with those things. I'm going to train with the 1911 because I've gotten so used to agency arms guns that, and I've never used a 1911 like this one. I think I'm just a few steps away from really, really loving this pistol. I am a 1911 fan, and being an aficionado of the platform and then having Nighthawk as your sponsor is a pretty good thing to be in. Then getting to have one of their guns and use it is just, you know, the icing on top of the cake. So you and I, we have a choice. We can sit back and hope nothing comes our way, or we can prepare in case it does. I have chosen to prepare in case it does. I would like all of you to prepare in case it does. It's not about whether or not, you know, this gun costs this much or that gun costs that much. Because at the end of the day, it's all about what's between your ears. Everything else is just a tool. Just like Tiger McGee says in that piece where I was talking about the five fundamentals of shooting, you've got to be able to handle the decisions you've got to make. That's all there is to it. So, think about that over the weekend. If you're going to the NRA meetup, come prepared. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Back on Monday, thank goodness. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry, copying no one and with value exceeding everyone. Their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford for parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.